Hello guys, this is me doing the questions for new girls. I'm picking the safe for work ones because I feel more comfortable reading them, and also because the not safe for work ones can't be accessed. I don't know why. Okay, let's start. Number one, tell us a little or as much as you would like about you, age, nationality, random hobbies, your job, still in school, smiley face, perhaps. Pick a name for yourself here, or wait for someone to give you one if you prefer. Well, I'm a woman, if I can say that, and I'm like 26 years old. I'm an Asian, and my random hobbies would be reading poetry. Yeah, that's lame. And I draw as well, and I record sound. I used to do sound recording for my undergraduate thesis. I'm currently working as interface designer, and you can call me Detritus Debris, which is like shortened in DD. I mean, some people call me BB in real life, so it's kind of like has the same ring to it. I wanted to go with Tropical Popsicle, but it's just like too mouthful, so I'd go with DD, Detritus Debris, and you can call me DD. Number two, what made you decide to start recording? Boredom, obviously. Well, not only that, I actually like poetry, and I've been trying to read more of them, so this is like an effort for me to read more. And if by doing this I could somehow make other Anon feel better, or perhaps like a way to actually help you guys, I don't know if it's possible. And lastly, this would be my personal collection of me just trying to read more stuff. Number three. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? For example, singing, pillow talks, challenges, rapping, critic reading, improved novelist, writing, etc. Whoa, that's a lot. So, I'll probably go with poetry. I would give at least everything else a try, but I certainly know I do not like not safe for work stuff. Because I don't like to fake it. Like, you guys can tell which one is like being honest about their feelings or which one is faking, and I just don't get it. I just don't get why you want to fake to people, and I don't know. That's just not for me. Number four. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and the people you are interested in? Doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. Smiley face. I really, really love guys with long hair. I don't know, I just have like this, some kind of infatuation with them. Well, mentally, I like having someone that cares to the point of intimacy where I can let my guard down and just be myself. Number five, what do you think is your most attractive quality? Oh gosh, this is so hard. I'm kind of rude. I mean, like, rude isn't like impolite, but more like I'm a bit sarcastic, and I tend to stay quiet so as not to offend people around me. But I'm also the kind of person who wouldn't pass on a nice stupid idea. So one day if you come around and say, hey, let's get drunk together, and I'll probably say, yeah, let's go. Yeah, man. And then physically, I'd probably go with my eyes. Number six. Oh, that's my dog, actually. Trying to scratch the door. Number six, do you have a favorite book, movie, song? Pick one. I don't want to pick one. I'll answer them all. Tell us about it. Maybe in your next recording, you can read or sing or recite lines for us. Smiley face. Well, my favorite book is The Art of Looking Sideways by Alan Fletcher. It's a great book, guys. You guys should read it. So it's like a very big book that was written in the span of 11 years by a guy named Alan. And this guy is very good at like advertising and design. So I recommended people who are into like trying to flesh their ideas out visually and then verbally to read this. Second movie? Well, the second is movie, right? Well, I really, really like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's like every single genre that I love is in that movie. So it's like a very long list of tick. Just long list of stuff that I like being ticked. Okay, like murder, gays, snapped finger, fight, guys chasing over women, you know, that kind of thrill. So it's a great movie, you guys should also check that one. Last one is the song. I actually like this Australian boy called Flume. He makes this super rad electronic music, and he's also like very young as well. Like, I discovered his music when he was 21, so yeah, he's pretty good. Well, other than that, I listen to OPN, Ono Trix Point Neva, and also Bon Iver, mostly electronics. Number 7, tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. I never have a perfect date, guys. That is so sad. Okay, a perfect day for me would be like me waking up, cleaning my bed, put on my sports clothing, riding my bicycle to the nearest beach to jog and enjoy the sunrise, have a break, just sit for a while being basked by the beautiful sun. Well, there's this thing about sunrise and sunset that kind of reminds me that nothing lasts forever, that nothing is eternal. And even like you have pain or stuff that you are dealing with today, when the sun comes down, you go to sleep and kind of like forget about it. And then when the sun comes up, you become this sort of a new person, a new you. So it's kind of like a reminder that nothing lasts forever, even your pain and anguish. Number 8, what are 5 things you want to do before you die? Oh gosh. Well, number 1 is obviously sex. I mean, I've been lacking it like lately, so yeah. Number 2 is travel the world and climb the highest mountain. I'm a big fan of hiking and like anything outdoors. So this is obviously the choice. Number 3, do some adrenaline pumping sport. For example, like bungee jumping, skydiving, learn to surf. I used to live near a beach, but I never ever learned to surf. That is like a missed chance. And I would probably want to go back there just to learn how to surf. Number 4, if having my own place off-grid, perhaps near a mountain or a lake, and be self-sufficient, like having solar panels or kind of like a way of making my own energy. And then number 5 is to start my own company. Number 9, if you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? Oh gosh, $10 million is a lot. Okay, first of all, I would pay my debt. Okay. And then second of all, I would go to school, like grad school. The third, I would save some of it, perhaps not in physical form, like in bitcoins or deposit. Fourth, I would give it to my parents and provide small amount to charity and helping friends. Last question, what would be a relationship deal breaker for you? I would probably go with someone who would not be honest about their feelings and doesn't care about me. I mean, it's obviously that you can fall out of love towards someone, and it would be nicer if you just come clean and just say it rather than cheat. You know, honesty is the best policy, huh? And I could do more of these questions if you like to hear it. And just a reminder, I have a slightly different voice than to how I answer this question compared to how I'm reading. So that's pretty much for me. And I wish you guys have a nice day. And bye.